At a Wednesday night gathering at Grace Christian Center, citizens advocating for a united and sustainable Elliott Lake, CAUSE, the meeting organizers, posed questions to candidates vying for city council seats. The event featured a rapid-fire question blitz followed by two scripted queries from the 16 municipal candidates who appeared at Elliott Lake's second all-candidates session. It was also the first session in which all four mayoral candidates appeared in person. In total, there are 21 people in the running in the October 24 election for one of six councillor seats or the mayor's chair. Among the questions, candidates were asked what they would tell people about the city, if asked at a trade council. In the question blitz and seeking a councillor's seat, Rick Bull said his response would be similar to what he said to a camper he met from Southern Ontario who wanted to know more about Elliott Lake. "We mentioned about being so close to many lakes, hunting, and at the time lots of downtown activity. The mall was still here, and the great people here," Bull said. The theme of the candidates' gathering was Elliott Lake business attraction and retention. It wasn't a packed house, but both candidates and audience numbers were up a little from the first CAUSE Elliott Lake session, held 2 weeks earlier. Incumbent Mayor Dan Marchesella spoke early and covered some familiar ground on the theme. He also wanted to see some changes if re-elected. "Over the next 10 years, I believe much can happen with changes in attitude and mindsets of a future council, where it needs to occur first," Marchesella said. "Working towards growth of the community and being respectful to each other and each other's opinions must happen," Marchesella added. "I believe we can affordably build a community center that houses the arena, pool, walking track, museum, art gallery, and 400-seat theater. But affordability does not mean free," he said. Marchesella went on to speak about housing diversification, servicing 40 acres of land near Beaver Moyntane, installing spine road infrastructure to precede high-end housing facing Elliott Lake, and working with investors and nonprofits towards tiny homes for those who are downsizing and to create affordable housing. "You must invest in order to grow. Being cheap did not work in the past. It will not work in the future," Marchesella concluded. Mayoral candidate Mike Thomas stressed the importance of being ready to capitalize on investment opportunities. He said a corporation he leads wanted to bring an initiative ec here during the pandemic, but it didn't happen. The money was available federally, provincially. "We have the facilities. We didn't have the infrastructure to cover the common ingredient that we need to move forward and make sure it exists," Thomas said. Thomas also said the key to success is in providing shovel-ready industrial and commercial property with the agreement of the mayor and council to get it done. "You need leadership that works for you, for business, and that's what I'm advocating for. That's why I'm running for mayor," Thomas said. Mayoral candidate Chris Pattery said, if elected, he would start lobbying for the city with the Ford government on October 25, the day after the election. "I continue to operate the successful local business, Elliott Lake Trading Post. I also work part-time, for the last 30 years, doing business and legal management, in, running fairs, festivals and exhibitions within Canada's traveling theme park where I work with many government officials, municipal and provincial partners. If you give me the honor of being your mayor, I want to bring Elliott Lake back to the forefront of the province," he said. Pattery said ratepayers have been overtaxed over the last two council terms, having their taxes put into reserves which have increased from $6 million to $28 million, without council increasing the budget for reserves. "We are taxing for the past 8 years for work that we haven't done," said Pattery. "We have to rebuild our proper theater, museum and welcome center. These assets are an attraction to newcomers as well as tourists. I believe that the province will come to our assistance like they promised when the Algo Center Mall collapse happened," Pattery explained. He called for transparency in city dealings. Pattery, in response to queries at his campaign office, also said, while not endorsing the idea, he's seeking a cost analysis for the installation of residential water meters citywide. Mayoral candidate Geraldine Robinson included three main issues in her platform: openness and transparency, support for business and building up tourism infrastructure. "I believe in an open and transparent operational council. The public should be aware of all aspects of the council's decisions," Robinson said. "The council's opinions, the arguments for and against the issues, making decisions behind closed doors should cease. I've watched budget meetings. When it came to the mayor and councillors' money, they closed it. That should be an issue that we should all be aware because we are paying them, Robinson also said. Robinson added she supports an aggressive policy for attracting business to Elliott Lake. There's people who have come to me with a fairly innovative idea for tourism such as a zipline, such as our restaurant and the tower, which is one of our main tourist attractions. There are all sorts of ways and we should investigate all of them, said Robinson. She said the city's infrastructure problems need urgent action. Next up in the municipal election campaign, there's a candidates event Friday afternoon and evening at the Moose Center. On October 4th, Elliott Lake Rotary presents its candidates night at the Collins Hall at 5 p.m. CAUSE Elliott Lake will hold the group's third and final candidates meeting on Wednesday, October 12th at Grace Christian Center where the doors will be open at 6:30 p.m.